Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, Black Lives Matter and Antifa have a pattern. Whenever they don't like something, they take to the streets to show their displeasure. And it's never that their protests are localized. Now, in cities across America, residents are being trained that if they cross the mob will destroy them. And over 5 years, with accelerated speed in 2020, state and urban governments across America, by embracing the mob's defund the police policy, have ceded their streets to the mob. Now, of course, this can't be allowed to continue. It is destabilizing America, especially now that the mob makes implicit and explicit threats of future violence if we don't vote for Joe Biden, their preferred candidate. In times past, the great mass of apolity citizens didn't really have a say in their government. Throughout the world, most political systems were tyrannical, with the tyrant being a monarch or theocracy, or in many cases sort of a fusion of both. And these bodies impose their will on the people, dictating the all-important taxes, as well as imposing rules about property ownership, war service, rights to land and water, etc., etc. A wise ruling class at least took the time to make sure that the voiceless people were at least minimally happy. Now, the corrupt, foolish, or evil ruling classes did not, instead controlling the people through force. And it often worked because people who are not trained to fight will suffer tremendous pain and insults if they think they will achieve a stability that looks like peace. Just leave me alone and I'll do what you want, you know? And when the people could no longer handle the tyranny under which they lived, they resorted to the only weapon they had, which was the mob. Now, the Roman rulers feared mob rule, and tried to prevent it with their famous bread and circuses, which, you know, if you've ever seen the movie Gladiator, they make a reference to that. In France, during the Hundred Years' War, downtrodden peasants formed the Jacquerie and slaughtered the rich indiscriminately. Then you had the Peasants' Revolt in the 1380s, and England it terrified the ruling class. Mobs took down nobles and kings and destroyed faiths and welcomed socialism. Now, before 2020 in America, what the mobs had in common was that they were voiceless. They had no control over the government policies affecting their lives. But the ballot box was seen as an end to the mob. If people could have a say in government, they would not need to take to the streets. The Founding Fathers, very wise for their time, recognized that direct democracy would create a different type of mob, so they created a system of representative democracy that was intended to keep the mob away from the levers of power. We had reached an apex of political sophistication in which, through the ballot box, every adult could have a voice in government. And that voice, combined with the absolute right to a peaceable assembly, should have meant that America never saw another mob. Black Lives Matter and Antifa represent a regression in American politics. So, here we are in 2020. And the mob has morphed. They've done something never seen in history. The mob has allied itself with the ruling class against the middle. The ruling class wants absolute power, unhindered by the representative democracy. The members of the mob want their spoils, the emotional gratification that comes from wreaking havoc and acquiring the power of fear over others, and the practical benefit of looting. Now, the mob knows the prosecutors will not stop them. They know that they have no barriers. For example, the police in Seattle, no matter how valiant, they're just riding around on their little bikes for their trouble the other day. Somebody tried to kill one of them with a metal baseball bat as they were being surrounded. I've seen the video. Hit by a black block rider. This is Cloward and Piven on steroids, with the ruling class and the mob allied to destroy the American political system and civil stability in order to break the system, to try to pave the way for a Marxist government ruled by technocrats who, once, this is their belief system, once they control the military, they will brutally suppress the mob. This has to end. No country, even one as resilient as American, can survive a sustained attack on our institutions. What may stop the big tech oligarchs and their Hollywood acolytes is that here in America, we are arming up as never seen before. There are plenty of places where the leftist prosecutors are trying to demoralize armed Americans by prosecuting people who manifestly acted in self-defense, like Kyle Rittenhouse, George Zimmerman, Garrett Rolfe, the McCluskeys, and Jake Gardner. May he rest in peace. But at a certain point, though, people's fear of the mob will override their fear of activist prosecutors, and we will see an armed, angry, and dangerously frightened citizen army which will arise. And then the left will have the civil war that they've long sought, because they believe they will win that one. Now, possibly the only thing between America and a civil war, which some think would leave us looking like Syria. I think they are very much, they're way over optimistic on this one. This would be over, it would be over so fast that there would be no time to, for foreign powers to get out there. I think they would be, the ones that want to do this, these are not combatants. Now, if the police and the military would stop being reactive and start being proactive, this would be giving off that whiff of grape shot, which was something they talked about during the Revolutionary War. And, this is where you could, it's sort of like that Colonel's talk on Apocalypse Now. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Well, grape shot apparently had a scent that was quite distinct to the battlefield. And this would be, what this means, what this represents, is a quick, brutal attack on an attacking mob. Complete decimation when they roll in. This could be the only thing that stops the left's crazed desire to burn it all down. I'm all in. I am all in. They should be, while they're out there saying, we would win this, they should be looking at things like, hey, we're cutting into your communications. You got some active players out there that will make you vanish if you push the wrong way. And yes, that, I know it's sort of overdone in the movies, but, all the identity stuff aside, it's a common combat tactic to find out who's in charge and snatch them. Nothing new here. Didn't you see the Green Berets with John Wayne? Anyway. Something to think about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yeah. hear how much I care to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision
Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I wonder if there's any people that thought if they were to actually have indicted and arrested all the police officers that went into Breonna Taylor's apartment in Louisville, if they'd done that, would they have rioted in Louisville anyway? And here's the thing. They were always going to riot in Louisville, no matter how that case turned out. The grand jury could have brought first-degree murder charges against everybody. And those two policemen would still have suffered mostly peaceful gunshot wounds during the riots. And the edge of your seat media reportage warned of violence that anyone who's been paying attention these previous months knew was coming, regardless of what the grand jury decided. It's the same with the Democrats and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They've been talking about packing the Supreme Court for years. They've talked about doing away with the filibuster for years. They've talked about eliminating the Electoral College. They've talked about making Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. states. They've talked about splitting California into as many as five states. They think that just Puerto Rico, D.C., and five Californias, they think that would be 14 new Democratic senators. And it's not much of a threat if it was going to be done anyway. And yet, they think that Americans will believe that it could have all been avoided had the orange man just allowed the next president to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. This works for them because they fully intend to steal this election one way or the other, if they can, even if they must devolve into outright rebellion. I don't know how that's going to work for them. I kind of think it's going to be sort of bad. But, if that's the way they want to go. In addition, another conservative on the court will hurt their plan should the election come down to a Supreme Court decision like it did in 2000. Now, I have to say this begrudgingly. I respect the Democrats just because of their audacity. They are gaslighting Americans through a cacophonous Democrat media echo chamber of veiled promises, including a potential will of the people insurrection, purportedly forced upon them by an outlaw president exercising his constitutional prerogative of naming a successor to the notorious Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know, while they're sitting there talking about this, if they're actually thinking about what they're saying. Because I don't know who they think they're going to fight. I don't know who they think the opponent's going to be. I don't know, one of the things they're trying to do, one of the things they're trying to do is they want to stigmatize self-defense. And they're doing it in a lot of cases. Now, Democrats have shown they cannot be trusted, and they're willing to dispense with all the norms to get what they want. Their minions have been in open and violent rebellion for months, and they've suffered no repercussions. They have needlessly quarantined the healthy to protect those at risk. And then, in certain states, their elder care home policies that they implemented then killed the old people they were trying to protect. They have crippled the most dynamic economy in the world merely to blame the misery on a political opponent with no consideration for the families destroyed and lives lost. And their threats to dispense with convention and incite violence. Should Trump get his third Supreme Court justice, that this all rings hollow. This has always been their little plan. Most people have concluded that it was unlucky for the Democrats that Justice Ginsburg died before January 20th. But even this is not true. That her death is nothing more than an excuse We still hear it's Merrick Garland's seat. That's a common refrain you hear on every channel and see in every leftist creed. They tell the nation that the Republicans established a precedent, which, you know, I just talked about with John Locke. Merrick Garland did not get a vote because the Republicans controlled the Senate and decided not to give him a vote. And does anyone believe, seriously, that should the Democrats have controlled the Senate when Trump nominated Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, that they would have given either one a vote? Does anybody believe that if the Democrats controlled the Senate when Obama was put Garland in front, that he would, you know, they would have waited right up to the moment that the inauguration took part to confirm him? Now they threaten apocalypse. They have intimated and that renewed and targeted organic rioting will become endemic as the Senate takes up Trump's pick for RBG's replacement. And it's not like they're not already rioting. I mean, we've seen the riots. I mean, it's not like it's going to be a big shock. It's becoming commonplace. It's becoming what they say rampage killings are. You know, they always tell us, hey, rampage killings, they're commonplace. We're so numbed to it that we don't even pay attention when it happens. Well, the rioting, you know, that's happening in a lot of places. But they will probably utilize a new tactic, which we've seen with Occupy, we saw with CHOP, where they're going to take and hold some ground. This time it's just going to be an intersection or two. That will be enough. They're just trying to inconvenience as many people as possible. They will organize and just take over, blocking all entrances and exits. Then they're going to hunker down and arm up, let the authorities know they will not be removed for anything short of an outright battle with many casualties. But I sincerely believe that that would be a really bad tactic for them. Now, Republicans, if you're listening, you don't need to be afraid of the media anymore because they're never going to like you anyway. And don't worry about the threats because the Democrats have taken the lower road so many times that this is just stuff they've already promised as part of the plan. So as it happens, it's not actually very threatening. They can squawk all they like, but McConnell has the votes and there's not really a damn thing that the Democrats can do about it. It is going to happen. So we've already got the violence. I don't know how they make the violence more violent. Maybe you'll feel like expanding out into some of the red states. Maybe that's what you should do, Antifa. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating far-left movement Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan as terrorist organizations and saying that lynching needs to be made a federal hate crime. President Trump delivering remarks at his second of three rallies set for Friday, the president courting the African-American vote.
Before the China virus, we built the greatest economy for African-Americans in the history of our country, and we are doing it again.
President Trump ending his day in Newport News, Virginia. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul is in the hospital and recovering from a medical emergency, which happened while he was live streaming a talk show. The 85-year-old was speaking about the economy on his YouTube channel when his speech became slurred and he struggled to continue speaking. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Saturday, President Trump will name the successor to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last week. The president and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are under pressure from Democrats to wait until after the November 3rd election. But McConnell tells Fox News,
"We can't pick and choose when big decisions are foisted upon us. The election is no reason to dodge our responsibility and not go forward with a well-qualified nominee, which I anticipate we're going to get Saturday afternoon."
France's counterterrorism prosecutor is opening an investigation into a knife attack. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A terrorism investigation's been launched after a stabbing attack in Paris. At least two people were injured, although earlier reports had put that number a bit higher. The victims in the incident earlier today are said to be in serious condition.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Portland is a beautiful object lesson for us to observe as long as we live outside of Portland. Now, for the people that live in Portland, it's horrible. But as far as what we keep hearing that they want to do, well, there you have it. That's Portland. The nightly violence is campaign fodder currently for the Republicans from Trump on down. And in a new piece at Politico magazine, several Democrats are reluctantly admitting that they don't have a good answer to the accusations that politicians like Ted Wheeler are soft in their response. Probably because there is no ambiguity about it. He is soft in his response. Now, of course, at Politico, they're going to try to lay some of the blame on for the disorder on people on the right side. And what they're pointing out is they're saying, well, people show up to counter the protests. like Patriot Prayer. Patriot Prayer shows up. And we get this from Politico. Portland's homegrown clash of extremists on both sides has become so entrenched, it is creating a gravitational pull on others from around the country. You got the left-wing forces, including Antifa and the others. They insist that riots and looting are a legitimate and profound form of protest, as a post on one of the popular far-left regional Facebook pages encouraging violence recently read. Now, I couldn't have posted nothing about that the equal but opposite way. That would have been taken down as hate speech. Meanwhile, the pro-Trump group, Patriot Prayer, headquartered north of the city, which, you know, they live there. They decide to go out there, and, according to Daryl Johnson, a former DHS official, he says they go there to provoke physical confrontation to try to bait people into street fighting, which, it's because they're going to clean their clocks. And he says now people are transiting the country, learning from people in Portland. People may have traveled from Portland to get some battle experience, so to speak. So, while you're sitting there wondering, what's a Democratic mayor like Ted Wheeler to do? In comes a gun control activist named Chelsea Parsons from the Center for American Progress. She tells Politico that the answer lies in going after gun owners, which is astonishing. She says the solution, such as it is, rests largely on being proactive rather than simply reacting to the latest convoy of would-be Minutemen facing off with masked Antifa crowds. Parsons says in the absence of leadership federally, it is incumbent on state and local leaders to get in front of it and at least start educating the community. Part of the solution stems not from new policies necessarily, but from local leaders familiarizing themselves with the laws as they exist, especially those laws that prohibit armed crowds massing near polling places or that limit open carry rights. Which is the stupidest thing you could say, Chelsea. So concealed carry is okay with you. Because I've got a couple of AR-15 pistols. Well, I got one that folds up so small that I could hide it underneath, a shirt. You want it concealed? Okay. She also says there's still widespread misunderstandings of the scope of the Second Amendment and the scope of the abilities to openly carry firearms in the community and where lines are around the ability to do this. And then she points out to one of the big open doors that were left in the Heller decision, where Scalia wrote, Second Amendment right is not unlimited. But this also brings up a really interesting contradiction to all of their philosophical demands and, positions. Because on one hand, you got people like Shannon Watts that gets out there and says that police violence is gun violence. They want to defund the police. They want to reimagine policing. And yet, they always come back to this idea that armed agents of the state targeting gun owners is the way to make society safer. At the very least, that's what they're saying. I don't know if they actually believe it. I would hope they don't, because that's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Now, Parsons is actually correct when she says that officials in Portland need to be proactive in their approach to stopping violence, but she's just looking at the wrong target. You and me, we have a right to keep and bear arms. The rioters of Portland don't have a right to burn down a federal courthouse. They don't have a right to rampage through the downtown streets and destroy every business that they can break into. Every window that's been broken in Portland, every fire that's been set, and every threat to burn down the homes flying American flags is another example of the unwillingness of supposed leaders like Wheeler to keep peace and restore order. Even the Biden supporters who look at this from on high are trying to figure out what to do, and they admit that it's a deteriorating situation in Portland that is not going to get any better anytime soon. And it didn't have to be this way. It didn't have to be this way. One of the things about justice and one of the things about government is that it's supposed to be blind to the needs of people when it comes to the way the justice is dispensed. Law and order is supposed to be the rule of law, you know? Due process. That's all supposed to be a thing. Of course, we're, you know, can't have that. Especially not due process. Ted Wheeler and Governor Kate Brown have had years to let the far left in Portland know that violence wouldn't be tolerated. But instead, they just, you know, gave them room to riot. There you go. And they excused the violence by blaming Trump and conservatives for the destructive actions of Antifa. Which, that kind of unfettered success at what they were doing just made the problem get worse, exponentially worse. And the question becomes, how do you solve a problem like Portland? You would think that maybe if you tried to bring the leaders in of the Antifa and BLM, that they could, you could sit down with them and say, how do we come to a place where we can both live together? But because of the way this has been allowed to run, based upon the cowardice of the leaders of Wheeler and Brown, here's the problem. All those easy options are off the table now. It's going to be something much more drastic, and it's probably going to be a whole lot more violent. All because we couldn't have the rule of law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Interesting thing is happening right now in America, and you'd have to work pretty hard to ignore it. And I think it's a result of all these stupid polls where they're out there like, Joe Biden has a very impressive lead in every state. We protect an electoral landslide. Nobody likes Trump. Nobody likes him at all, blah, blah, blah. Trump supporters are coming out of the shadows, even in places you might not expect. You might not be incredibly surprised to hear about masses of Trump supporters rallying and taking part in patriotic parades in states like Texas and swing states like Florida, but eyebrows tend to rise when they begin happening in the capital city of the most important political stronghold of the Democratic Party. Back in May, this was happening in Sacramento. And apparently it was an awesome spectacle. The Sacramento Bee reported that a massive throng gathered along 10th Street facing the west steps of the Capitol, with hundreds arriving hours before the official noon start. America the Beautiful was performed by Ray Charles, played over the loudspeaker. It wasn't really about Trump, it was about opposition to the California COVID lockdown. But in videos from that event, Trump was prominently presented by many who were there as the yin to Gavin Newsom's dictatorial yang. Shortly after that event, cities across America erupted in orgies of violence, thievery, arson, mayhem, to protest racial injustice, even though the circumstances of George Floyd's arrest and death, the event that ostensibly launched the riots, proved no convincing link whatsoever to racism in policing. Most of that energy was spearheaded by Black Lives Matter, an admittedly Marxist organization with openly violent adherents, and was nurtured with winks and approving nods by a bunch of Democrats. After all of this occurred in the summer, it was less of a surprise to see a massive pro-Trump rally and boat parade in Sacramento on Labor Day. Trump was no longer just the opposite of Newsom when it came to COVID lockdowns. It had become clear he was the only opposing force against broader attacks on American liberty. The Democratic Party, Hollywood, professional sports, and corporate leviathans had all hitched their wagons to Black Lives Matter Star, where fiery but mostly peaceful protesting is the manifestation of this orchestrated effort to undermine and destroy the traditional institutions and values of America, like freedom of speech, property rights, and the rule of law. These principles are the foundation of a civilized society, and without them, most Americans know, anarchy and tyranny commence. So, the difference between a Democrat, today's Democrat, a leftist, for example, a leftist works based upon a theory. A theory where there's this utopia that exists if we can only get this. And conservatives are too busy out there living in the real world. They either run businesses that, employ people, or they're too busy going to work themselves, or... you know, they're in the military or whatever. And sure, there's leftists in the military. There's leftists in the police departments. That's not something I'm saying that, you know, it's a one-sided bastion of this side or the other. But what I am saying is that Trump supporters are tired of being shamed, and they've decided to come out of the shadows and into the light. In this particular area of Northern California, for example, there was very little open support for Trump in 2016 and much more for Hillary Clinton. And there is very little signage for Joe Biden there now, and countless signs supporting Trump. At the community grocery stores now, there's tables selling Trump flags and shirts, engaging with passersby about why Trump is the obvious choice in November. In Sacramento. Not everybody's happy with this trend. One neighbor in that community posted his Trump sign to the fence on his property, only to have it defaced with BLM propaganda. In a particularly clever response, he chose to use that act of vandalism to accentuate his reason for supporting President Trump for re-election and to appropriately frame the nature of America's choice in November. And it's quite the stark contrast. It's a defaced sign that says BLM. And he put a sign between another sign that hasn't been defaced, your choice in November, with arrows pointing both ways. Trump is very proudly standing on the ramparts to defend free speech, property rights, and the rule of law, all of which are prerequisites for a civilized society, as his sign suggests. Biden, on the other hand, offers tacit support for these revolutionaries. They want to, you know, they don't like these principles. They want to abolish them. And, it's represented there by the vandals that did this. And when they did this, they violated that man's rights to free speech, didn't they? Free expression. They defaced his property. And ironically, this little act of vandalism, meant to deter voters from supporting Trump, allowed this homeowner to turn an ordinary campaign sign into a very powerful visual argument as to why Trump must be re-elected in November. And only the most rabid left-wing zealot could drive by that display without clearly recognizing that. And that's the thing. And the contrast is astounding. This is going to be a problem as time goes on. The polls that are beginning to shift already, and some of the polls that are being shifted are, you know, they're not coming from conservative sources. I don't know why that's happening. I don't know why. But it is. And probably because the pollsters don't want to look idiotic like they did the last time. Which they looked quite idiotic. They looked so out of step. It went so opposite of the way it normally went. Because before, nobody had ever gotten out there, I think, and questioned some of the polls as far as their veracity. But, you know what they say. And yet they started this year the same way they started in 2016. Now they're beginning to change a little bit. We'll see. We're going to see. We are going to see. Whatever's happening, though, Trump supporters are they're no longer sitting back and just saying, you know what, nobody needs to know what I got going on. It's none of their business, blah, blah, blah. Now they're like, I'm out there and I'm in your face. Now it's nothing for me to see Trump setups out there. Next time I see one, though, I am going to stop and buy me a camouflage Make America Great Again hat. That might be my YouTube hat. That might be the hat I use when I say all of my gun reviews. Haven't done one lately. Got one coming up. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.